So I'm working this event tonight. I do citywide arts and cultural programming for the Chicago Park District. And this will be my last Jazz City because my last day of work is December 21st. So this is an extra special Jazz City. This is a 19-year partnership that the Jazz Institute of Chicago has with the Chicago Park District. And the Jazz Institute is really a foundational partner in terms of providing free, high-quality arts programming throughout different communities throughout the city of Chicago. We now do over 1,000 arts and cultural programs throughout the year, and I can safely say that the Jazz Institute was part of the very beginning of that effort. Lauren Deutsch, who's the heart and soul of the Jazz Institute of Chicago, I think that I would be remiss if I didn't start with her. She and folks well before my time decided that the kind of music that her organization produces needs to be shared with a larger audience outside of the downtown. And then Jazz City was born. And I believe that they travel to 8 to 9 parks. Lauren curates these concerts thematically and based on the different communities in which she travels. And Jazz City is like our quintessential sort of success partnership. It has grown and grown and grown in the most beautiful, positive ways over the years. It's incredibly well attended, both with community members locally and people that travel across the city. It's absolutely one of our most well attended cultural events that we produce. It's my last Jazz City, yeah, and also the last one of the 2016 calendar. Yeah.
Out of everything that you've done in your position, I'm curious to know, what are you going to miss the most? And what are your hopes for cultural programming around the city?
What am I going to miss the most? So many things. Working for the Chicago Park District has completely transformed my relationship with the city of Chicago. And I feel so humbled and honored to have been able to not only support local artists within their own communities, but also bring artists to different communities that wouldn't otherwise have access to wonderful free programming that brings these communities together. I think that the Chicago Park District is in a really unique position to sort of level the cultural playing field in Chicago by providing that kind of access, because we're so enormous and that we reach all 77 different communities. So what I'm going to miss is I'm going to miss traveling the city and getting to know these different people and seeing extraordinary artists homegrown do what they do best.